From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Afghan intelligence agency confirms the Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. The Pakistani government says it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike had already been carried out and accused the U.S. of violating its sovereignty. In a news conference during a one-day visit to Myanmar, Secretary of State John Kerry hailed that nation's transition to democracy. In a joint appearance with Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's de facto leader, the secretary urged Myanmar's new government to continue its work on implementing reforms on human rights. Aung San Suu Kyi said she welcomes the scrutiny that is inherent in the remaining sanctions. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Vietnam for a three-day visit. Mr. Obama hopes to strengthen U.S. economic and strategic ties to that country. The president plans to hold a series of high-level meetings Monday with Vietnamese officials. He hopes his trip to Vietnam and Japan will draw the U.S. closer to Asia-Pacific nations anxious about an increasingly aggressive China. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is urging the media not to speculate about what caused Egypt Air Flight 804 to crash last week. During a speech to ministers and members of parliament, Mr. Sisi said an investigation into the incident could take a long time. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. Egypt Air Flight MS-804 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris. All 66 people on board were killed. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders has intensified his fight with Democratic Party leaders by supporting a challenger to the head of the Democratic National Committee. Sanders accuses the party establishment of trying to anoint rival Hillary Clinton as its nominee for president. Meanwhile, the latest public opinion polls show Republican Donald Trump and Clinton are locked in a virtual dead heat. It also finds a majority of voters view both of them unfavorably. The Washington Post ABC News survey shows Trump with a narrow edge, while an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll has Clinton with a slight lead. Both polls show Trump gaining ground on Clinton after becoming the presumptive Republican presidential nominee in early May. Vote counting in Austria's presidential election shows Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer and Green Party-backed Alexander Van der Bellen in a statistical dead heat. The winner will not be determined until Monday, when nearly 90,000 absentee ballots are counted. With virtually all of the ballots tallied, Euroskeptic Hofer held 51.9% of the vote to Van der Bellen's 48.1%. Turkey's ruling party has chosen Binali Yildirim as an ally to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as leader and presumptive prime minister. He was the transportation minister and a founding member of the Justice and Development Party. He is to replace Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, who formally resigned Sunday following a series of disagreements with Mr. Erdogan. Greek lawmakers approved new spending cuts and tax hikes Sunday. The actions were demanded by European creditors in exchange for a new infusion of bailout money. The legislation, which also provides a mechanism to slash spending in case of future budget overruns, comes 2 days ahead of a key meeting of Eurozone finance ministers set to determine Greece's degree of compliance with last year's bailout terms. A positive assessment is key to European creditors easing the terms for $225 billion in bailout loans given the country since 2010. Veteran British director Ken Loach won his second Golden Palm Award Sunday. That's the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Loach won the Golden Palm for his latest work, I, Daniel Blake. It's a comedy drama about the frustrations of a disabled man who can no longer find work. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.